Okay. Halacha Beis. Tinoko Shetom Lutenim L'Shabbos. You have children. Now, the children don't normally have das, and this is going to be an issue which the Gemara is going to raise. How do the children all of a sudden get das to determine what's for Shabbos and what's not for Shabbos? But that's what happens here. Tinoko said left food. They took food off a tree, which of course they did meiser, and they left it for Shabbos. V'shachul asam, they forgot to meiser them before Shabbos. V'motzoi Shabbos lo yochlu ad sheisasru. V'motzoi Shabbos, you may not eat them until they're meiser. Kalkelos Shabbos, a basket which is designated for Shabbos by an adult before Shabbos. Beishamay pochim, beishamay exempt you, or beitzil matchayvin and beitzil mechayiv you. In other words, of course, on Shabbos itself, it's chayvin meiser. We're talking about before Shabbos. You began eating, you want to eat before Shabbos, then is it chayvin meiser or not? So in that, we have machlokas beitzil and beishamay. I.e., again, it's designated for Shabbos, but it's yet before Shabbos begins. What's the fruit status now? Is it like fruit on Shabbos that you cannot eat without meisering? Is like, so it's nevertheless, it's Erev Shabbos, so you can't eat without meisering it. That's Gemara's question. Okay? Rav Yudomar Afa, look at this, kakol ishlo chavero, even somebody who collects a basket in order to send to his friend, lo yochla chayister, he should not eat it until he meisers it. Okay? That's the end of the Mishnah here. I know not by you. But let's go by the Gemara, to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yudomar, Rav Yudomar said, tinok shechifa kakol lashuk. A child who covered a basket for the marketplace. Nitbala. You're no longer allowed to snack from it. Why? Because of a general principle in Shas, this is a very basic principle, so it appears in the Gemara and by the Bavli and the Chulin. In a place where an adult's thought is effective, a child's deeds are also effective. Gemar Bavli calls it machshavto. I don't remember the exact question, but when the deed clearly indicates what the thought was, then even a child has thought. Okay, so it says.
Age 9 and older?
No, any age.
3-year-old.
Yeah, if he's bright enough that it's clear, he knows what he's doing. Yes. Rabbi Zira asks, wait a minute. Klumach shabto shogolim iskemes archiv tachlashuk. Even if a gadol intends to take a basket in the marketplace, until he actually brings it to the marketplace to sell it, it's not considered to be designated for sale, and you can still snack from it. Well, since that's the case, the kavasa, you're right. Similarly, a maisav shokotim iskayim archiv tachlashuk. Although the kot is clearly taking the marketplace, it's not considered to be kavua that you cannot snack from it until it's actually in the marketplace. Masnisim pliga Ravim Nuna. The Mishnah seems to argue Ravim Nuna, because the Mishnah says, Tinoka shetom lutenim l'Shabbos. You have children who put away dates for the purpose of figs, for the purpose of Shabbos. V'shochu l'asron, and they forgot to mice them. Motzoi Shabbos. Well, you don't have it. Do you have the Motzoi Shabbos l'yochu l'achis l'asron? Yeah, Motzei Shabbos you should not be in until you meiser them. So we see clearly, even though there's no meiser mochicha, meiser are not mochichim here, right? It's not. He just collected a basket. How does that indicate he meant them for Shabbos? Nobody knows he meant them for Shabbos. So nonetheless, they're considered to be permanent, and you cannot eat them without meisering them. Says the Gemara, what is Rabbi Nuna going to do with our Mishnah? Rabbi Zira b'shem Avim Nuna. Rabbi Zira said, name Rabbi Nuna, tipoter, explain our Mishnah, b'shalik tum al dim dume chama. He's collecting them as the sun is setting. V'chiyach maitzulem shalem achshavton, and the fact that he's collecting at that time of day indicates clearly to us that his intent is to collect them in order to eat on Shabbos, and that's why I have the status of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Leisa da pliga of Rabbi Yechanan. Doesn't this argue Rabbi Yechanan, our Mishnah? Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Ha Shabbos toveles, Shabbos by itself is tovel, regardless of what you collected for it for. Yet here, in our Mishnah, it seems to say, Mibne shaliktum l'Shabbos, that only because they collected these figs for Shabbos do they become, can you no longer stack of them. Hoimik liktum shalol l'Shabbos lo. But if they're collected not for the purpose of Shabbos, then Shabbos does not have that kind of impact upon them. So how does Rabbi Yochel learn our Mishnah? Says my Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Ravim Nuna says, I feel liktum l'Shabbos. No, you misunderstood our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, of course, holds that if you collected fruit for fruit and Shabbos comes, it doesn't matter whether you collected it for the purpose of Shabbos for some other purpose. Shabbos makes them kavua. You can no longer stack for them. Our Mishnah is coming to try to tell you a kula in the other direction. If you leaked them for Shabbos, if you did collect them for Shabbos, Ochaman are right Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos commences, you can still snack from them. So the Chiddush is a cool that they're still snackables until Shabbos begins. Says Gemara, you test them a base now.
Of course, the Gemara could have really answered that. They have previous answer.
The what?
Rabbi Yochanan just, in fact, sometimes assumes the role of
Kana. Oh, the Rabbi Yochanan argues. Yeah, but we don't like doing that. That's a very big... We don't like those unless we have to. Especially because here, in this issue, he argued with Hishrei Rish Lakish. And that's what the Gemara now points out. Vafil Adi Rish Lakish leits to the lazy pliga. Wait a minute. Doesn't our Mishnah argue on Rish Lakish as well? Rish Lakish said Shabbos does not make something kavul and maizrus. You can eat it Motzoi Shabbos again. On Shabbos itself, you can't eat it unless it's tight. But Motzoi Shabbos, you can snack from it again. So the Chorah Mishnah is arguing here, because I feel Rish Lakish lays below the Hipliga, Vlav Tinoi Kasinun, aren't they children? Vafilu Liktum, Lashabbos, Kmosh Liktum Shalol Lashabbos, and even they collect them for Shabbos, it should be as if they didn't collect them for Shabbos, and from Motzoi Shabbos, you should be allowed to snack for them. From them, Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Hila explained, Tipater explained, Shalikdum in Dum Dume Chama. This is different because, again, as we said on top, previously, that children have a machshava when it's nikar mitoch maaseyim. And therefore here, their machshava is indicated by the fact that they collected right before nightfall, v'chirich maaseyim shemach machshavtan, as it indicates there. Thought, and therefore, in this case, we say that even according to Reish Lakish, it's considered collected for the purpose of Shabbos, and therefore, when Shabbos commences, you can never, ever again snack from this fruit. Okay, we mentioned the Mishnah Kalkela Shabbos. I have a header here. I don't think you have it, do you? Kalkela Shabbos. What is the Kalkela Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar. Do you have a Rabbi Elazar now? Rabbi Elazar B'Shem Rabbi Yosha said, B'Kalkola Shel Tehenim, he must Nisa. You know, just totally out of the blue, can I just say something totally off on a tangent? You know what we haven't seen in this Masechta? Nor, I think, in the previous Masechta, for that matter, neither true, was Rabbi Law. He hasn't appeared in a long, long time, which indicates that he was around for some Masechta to the Yerushalmi, and for others not, which may indicate that certain Masechta Yerushalmi were written in certain places, certain other places, or different times. But he hasn't appeared in a long time.
I'm just intrigued by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan's name comes up so often in the Yerushalmi.
Well, he's considered...
He's it.
He's it. He's really the Yerushalmi, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Shem Rabbi Yosha said, "Because kol shaltanim imastis." And our Mishnah is talking about the basket which is used for figs, which is made out of some sort of gemi, which is a type of wood which is significant. Rabbi Yanim Rafil Nitzra. They said no. Could even talk about a basket made out of peeled willow, which is a poor person's basket. It's not a special basket. Okay, Rabbi Elazar holds the name Rabbi Yosha. It's a special basket. As Rabbi Yanni, they said it's a regular basket, just as named for Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus b'Shem Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yanni said tipater b'tena miucheres l'Shabbos. Oh, must be te'eno is the type.
It's made out of?
No, I take that back. It's te'eno, it's a fig tree. It's a fig tree, so the fruit is choshev, the basket is not choshev, yeah. In other words, you collected the fig special for Shabbos, so even though the basket itself is not choshev, nonetheless, it's considered to be a kalkela Shabbos. Dilma. So really, it's not, the bottom line is it's not the material which the basket is made, but rather what the purpose of the collection was. Dilma, a maisa. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yossi, Avi Yas, when they're all sitting, over a chad toyin kalkelo, kalkol tenim. So an individual passed by holding a basket full of figs. Amar lei, so they said to him, Lisbon, sell them to us. Amar loan, so the individual said to him, kalkela Shabbos lomis damne, I collected these figs, look over Shabbos. And figs I collected to cover Shabbos, I'm not selling. So it was a sign of the chavivus, the precious nature of not Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Yudah said in our Mishnah that when you collect the basket to send your friend, you can't eat it until it's meisered. So ask Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Barva B'Shem Rabbi Yudah said, Oh, lo amar Rabbi Yehuda ela bekel kol shag kol kalkelet Shabbos. Either Rabbi Yehuda only said this by a kalkela, by a basket of Shabbos, which you're sending to a friend. Or Meir Yehuda is saying also, b'ligei kakol, when you collected just a regular basket, a weekday basket, l'shol kol chaver, to send to your friend. Why? Shumakbid alek mo kalkela Shabbos. He's makbid on a regular weekday basket, he's saying to his friend, like a basket for Shabbos, and therefore that's meiser before anybody eats it. The Gemara does not resolve the issue. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Halacha Beis again. We are, Mr. Zuger, we're on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Right now, we are on the in the fourth line of the Mishnah on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, page 37. Okay. You take olives from the container in which they are sitting, waiting to be pressed. Dip one by one in salt and eat them. He salted them and made a pile of them in front of you. Chayv, you can no longer snack because that's like a mini miruach. It depends where you took it from. If you took it from the container which contains olives for making pure olive oil, so then it's chayv, because you are not going to put them back because you're afraid they might get tummy once you're eating them. If you took it from the container which contains olives which are tummy for tummy olive oil, potter, then you can snack on them. You're going to put back whatever remains. You don't care if it gets tummy because the whole thing is tummy anyway. So it's contingent on the capacity to return it or not return it, as the case may be. Let's go to the Gemara. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis now. We're on the sixth wide line. Leis Hadah. Can you see that?
Sixth wide line.
Doesn't our Mishnah argue on Rav? The my Rav said, "Who also me lechol? You're not allowed to eat it." Now, of course, the Gemara is being cryptic here. It doesn't tell us what Rav was talking about. Rav is talking about a case that where you have stuff which is lo nigmar melachto, such as figs which are set out to dry. And you take them into your courtyard, you want to eat them there. So he says you're not allowed to eat them there. You know why? Hi, they're not nikmar melachto. They were not complete. Therefore, they're still snackable. But in the chutzah, it's marasayin. People don't know. People think, oh, Yaakov's eating his chutzah without taking off meiser. It's very bad, right? So it's a marasayin issue. So here, the Gemara's kasha is, the question is, how can you take the olives from the maton and eat them, assuming that the maton is in your courtyard? It's marasayin. People are not going to know that it's not yet complete and that it's meant for olive oil. People are going to think, Yankel's taking olives, whole olives, eating them in his courtyard without measuring them. It's a bad marasayin, right? So it says, more very obvious answer. Pasalo, Rav answers, basa matam b'to basoda. You had your container not in your courtyard, which case it would be a marasayin issue, but rather was out in the fields.
Of course, I don't know how anybody knows if somebody has took meiser or not. It's not like a public act.
I know. I don't know either. Maybe it's not. Maybe when I say Meir sign, that's how it is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people know that. Okay, Bakasha. Now we ask a separate Bakasha in our Mishnah. If you pickle something or put salt on it, so that in of itself makes it no longer suitable for snacks. So Lomeli Tzir, why do you have to make a pile in front of you? And if you make a pot in front of you, lomeli melch, why do you need the salt? Either or, it suffices. So that's where you're right. Elai deizeh, v'alai deizeh, either one, either salt or making a pile. Viter. Rabbi Elazar said it was contingent on what was the container you took from his tummy ator. Ask a rabbaman on koyome, what are we talking about? Im sheyesh lo shnei matoim, does he have two containers? One tummy and one tor? If that's the case, Steven, I call everybody agrees, Mutter, everybody agrees he'll have to snack. Why? Because if you take from the Torah container and it becomes tummy, what will you do with it? You toss it back in the tummy container, right, which is waiting to be pressed. So therefore, in that case, everybody agrees he'll have to snack, both Rabban and Rabbi Lezer. If he only has one container, which is tar, which has olives which are tar, also, everybody should agree. You're not going to put it back because they maybe became tummy. It's going to be tummy or your oil. So there, in that case, it should be considered to be that you took the olives out of the cycle. where Gemara Malach is pressing, and he put them into the cycle where eating is, where Gemara Malach is eating, and you should not be allowed to snack, period, because you're not going to put them back. El Kenan Okayam, it says when you're right, this is what I'm talking about. B'shiyesh lo matzon tohar. Reuven's got a kosher a container which is tohar. L'chaveiro matzon tohar, his friend has got a container of olives which are tohar. Rabbi Lezer, says, Oda machzir al matzon chaveiro. It's true, I won't put it back in mine, but I'll put it back in his. So therefore, like, I'm allowed to snack, because it's not yekamar melocha, because I will very likely put back whatever remains. Rabbanan say, Ein odam machzir maton o shel chaveiro. Person does not put stuff back into his friend's maton, and therefore, in that case, he says, Rabbanan say, that since you took it out of yours, and he ain't put it back into yours, so he took it out of the cycle which Gemara Malacha is pressing, he put it into the cycle where Gemara Malacha is eating, and that's why you're no longer allowed to snack from it. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Now, here we have a Mishnah, which we recently actually had in Shabbos, in Bavli. It's one of the ones which you don't remember when you're doing in the Bavli. I don't know. Shasei Hagas. You're allowed to drink. This is the third line from the end of Mishnah. Shlosh Agatz, you're allowed to drink in a wine press without taking of trumas and maizes, just as a snack. Ben al chamim ben al tzoni, whether you diluted the wine with hot water or cold water, upater, and you're allowed to snack.
Didn't we just say that some of the hot water is injurious to the?
Yeah, that was in Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Last week.
Yeah. No, not that recently. That's the we had in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. That's where it appears.
I had it last week.
Shaitz and Alagas. Ben Alachami Ben Alatzotone. You can drink in a wine press, whether it's hot or cold water you're using. Upat the Divrei Meir. Now, it's whatever you dilute it with, it's still considered to be snacking Divrei Meir. Elizabeth Tzorg says, once you dilute it, that's kakvius. That's making it significant. You can no longer snack. Chorim, it depends. Alachami, who chayev. If you mix it with hot water, so you're chayiv. Al-tsoyne, if you mix it with cold water, you're potter. Why the difference? Because hot water, you're not going to put it back. Because hot water is going to ruin the wine. Cold water, you can still put it back together with the other wine. It's not going to ruin it. So that's why it's still considered one. As long as it's returnable, it's still snackable. Okay, back to the Gemara. We're almost on Chaf Amr Aleph, bottom of your testament base. Amr Abi Yechna. So four lines from the bottom. Om Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Alacham in chayav shukeva. On hot water, you're chayav, you're no longer allowed to snack. You have to take taitzo because it's permanent. Al tzoyne potter, on cold water, you're still allowed to snack with nature because it's a snack because you can throw the wets back in after you're finished. The ochlo machzirte, he can return it. Amar Rabbi Yisim Shem Rabbi Zir Rabbi Abi Yoina and Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Lozer said, "Af Mashe B'Login." I'm not sure whether this is a chiddush, but if you have the whatever vessel you use, the login is the what you use to draw up the wine from the pitcher to put into your cup. So Af Mashe Login Lo Nikba. It's also not tevel. You can still snack it. Neishasi La'Achzir L'Davar Shul Shushu Sholim Ramlachlo, because you can return it. Back, spill back into the wine press again, as long as you didn't use hot water, and it's considered to be still part and parcel of the cycle of winemaking, not the part and parcel of eating independently, as ever it's snackable. Okay, Chaf Amr Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Hamakalib Sori. Somebody's peeling barley. Makalib Achas Achas, you peel one by one, ve'oichel, and you eat them. Yeah, they have husks. Usually you thresh them. But instead of threshing, you peel them. Okay? V'inkov nasa toch yodo. If, however, you peel them and made a pile in your hand, chayev, because that's like a mini miruach. Hamola melil shulchiti. Now it seems that wheat was usually softer. So it wasn't, you couldn't just peel the husk off. You had to actually rub it in your hand in order to get off the husk. Menapa al yad al yad. So you toss it back and forth. Like this, vochen you can eat it. V'nipam is nuts on toch techeko. If however you sifted it by putting it into your pocket, and put it into your pocket or into your some other area in your body, chayev. That's also mini miruach. Now it says here one. The Mishnah said one grain of wheat and 1 grain of barley. So the Kavanoki points out how unlikely that is, whether it means one stalk of grain or one stalk of barley, not more than one at a time. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Zira said, Yochil ana mekalev tarte tarte. I could do 2 by 2. The Tana came also in the Brisa, Stein Potter. You can do, as long as you do 2 stalks, it's still okay. Shosh chayv, only once you do 3 stalks, it's chayv. The chit is shosh potter v'arba chayv, and by wheat, you even get 1 more. Up to 3 is chayv, is potter, and if you do 4, then you're chayv. Okay, what's the next word you have? Huna. Huna b'achanir rav tachlifa rami, havu yasmin kumi rabbi lezer. Huna b'achanir rav tachlifa rami, who's sitting in front of Rabbi Lezer. Now, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. This is a parenthetical remark. It's a strange remark. It's going to look up Reb Tzadok and see if he said anything up. I forgot. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. In Kulun Bar Ami, if all the Amoraim and Shas, whose father's name are Ami, were not the sons of Rabbi, Hahein, then Rav Tachlifa is Bar Rav Ami, is the son of a Rabbi Ami. And vice versa, in Kulun Bar Rav Ami, if all the other ones and Shas are the sons of Rav Ami, now, you're missing a key point here, which he brings down in parentheses. Hahein bar Ami. Then Rav Tachlifa is the son of Ami, not Rav Ami. Basically, what he's trying to do is say that Rav Tachlifa's father was a different father than any other Amoran Shas, who has the name Ami, whose father had the name Ami, who may or not be related. He was from a different family. Okay, then, very strange. I'm not sure whether one's pointing it out, but that's the way it is. So, be that as it may, they showed Ravuna Barchina, Rav Tachli Brian, Rabbi Yona, all showed Rabbi Lazar at Kishrei Chavin Lemin, showed him at Kishrei Atzbiyosei, up to their knuckles. In other words, they can only remove the husk of the barley or the wheat with your fingertips, with your fingers, not keep any in the palm of your hand. So, v'avesochim minei. Very interesting thing. Rabbi Lezer was upset with this perspective, so he turned around from them. Or he turned... I misread that. V'avesochim minei. They were old. Savin. They were older than he was. They were older, and he didn't want to argue with them outright. But he was upset with what they said. So therefore, v'apach apoi l'koisla. He turned his back to them, looked at the wall, and... and he went like this to them. So if they were behind me, he went like this to say that it's even in the palm of the hand. The shialun is the palm. So they were, he was saying that, no, it's not true. When we let you do these 2 or 3 stalks at once, you don't have to use just the tips of your fingers, but you can also use the palm itself. Part and parcel of the process. Okay? The Tani came, and we learned this in fact in a Braisa. You're allowed to do any type of this sifting or moving the husk as long as you don't use a tool. Not a kanun or not a tamchui, which are various different tools. But by hand, even the palm of your hand, you can use. When you're Shabbos, in terms of Shabbos, when you chayev, for having done the melacha of. What's the melacha here? Nei borer. So that melacha only chayiv if you did the shear of a grogeres of a large date. That's the shear of all melachas and shabbos.
I'm just curious. The statement that before.
Yeah, it's borer. It's like borer. Kanam tachli. What's also used by borer as well. That's yeah.
Isn't that from Lakulis?
We're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about vis-a-vis kvius or snacking.
Yeah, I understand, but we're talking about Shabbos.
The Kohen of Tam Chui now used to be Borer on Shabbos, but now to be Borer B'Kli.
Okay.
So here too, if you want a snack, you now have to be Borer with these things.
Okay.
It's consistent, right? Just like on Shabbos, now if you want a Borer, you have to do it by hand. So if you want a snack, you have to do it with your hand as well.
My question really is, our Mishnah says Nasan Tochyado Chayev. He's saying Tochyado is not Chayev.
Right.
Okay, so obviously a different opinion than the Mishnah.
No, he's saying our Mishnah is with the larger shear.
Oh.
Okay, if it's more than one by one, right? You collected more than one in your hand. Okay? It's not the hand in itself. I understand what you're saying. I didn't make it clear before. It's not the hand itself which makes it awesome. According to him, it's two numbers in the hand. According to Rav Ami, according to Rav Tachlif and Rav Chinana, that attack has to do with the amount you have in your hand, because you can only do it on your fingers, not on the hand. But according to him, it doesn't matter which part of the hand you do it, as long as the amount is not excessive.
Why was he facing the wall?
Because he didn't want to say to them directly, you're making a mistake. It wasn't Derek Eretz. Okay, so that's why he faced the wall. Rechia bar bar ada boy kami Rabbi Amani. That's very mana. Hakatam Rabbi Sorim Stein Potter Shosh Chayev. Here in the Brisa it says Rabbi Zira said that he can do two or three. V'ach in the Mishnah it says V'katam Arachin. The Mishnah doesn't say that. In the Mishnah it says that you can only do one by one. So how do we reconcile the two? So says the Gemara. Vitani came by Medvar and Murim Shaino Samuch. I'm Ali Shani Yocha Shumachsu Samosar. Yeah, even two is okay because whatever you don't use, you're going to return. And we said that which an indication of snack worthiness is that stuff which is going to be thrown back into the pile when you're finished. So therefore, he says, it doesn't matter, two or three is still mutter as well, because you're going to throw back in the pile afterwards. The Tanikin, we also learned in a Braisa, by Medem Rahim Zvan Chain Samach Lagoy, again, when is this true? When it's right, not next to a, when is there a pile? I mean, Samach Lagoy, if it's next to a pile, I feel Yosem Mikha Mutter, even more than one by one is mutter, Neshu Mouse is a mutter, because you're going to put the rest of it, whatever's left over, back. So the bottom line is, why am I to, according to Rabbi Zid, why am I to two or three? Because I'm out to two or three because it's only about a case specifically where it's next to the pile. So after you finish doing it, if you have anything left over, you put it back on the pile. And every time you put it back on the pile again, that is a simon that snacks are still acceptable. Okay? It's a sign that snacks are still acceptable. Okay. Let's go further. Mishnah. Do you have a Mishnah here? What? Okay, the three more lines that you have are supposed to be after the Mishnah. Okay? Let's check on that. I said that part. I went to the Mishnah. Read over again. Tani came. Medvar Amu is Vachir Sol Gorz. If it's not next to a heap, I will. Hoya Sol Gorz is next to a heap. I feel yes, Mika Mutri. And no matter how much he takes, it's okay. Mivnei Shu Machsus. I'm also going to put the rest back. Okay. Kuzbar is coriander. Now coriander is a spice. Don't ask me what you spice with it, but it's a spice, an herb, spice, whatever. Oh, come on, you know?
Seed.
Seed. Okay, good. Also, it's a vegetable part. Kuzbar shizar. You say it as if we're supposed to know this. Yeah, whatever you say. I don't know. What do we know? You had it. Where have you seen it?
Most of the time cooking.
What does it taste like? Is it spicy?
Do
you eat that between the other? No, I don't. We're going to have licorice, though. Kuzbar, coriander, shazar, lazar, if you plant it for the seeds, yarka potter. The seeds are chayim trumusimizers, but the vegetables are potter, because you intend to use the seeds and use this, not the plant. I made this mistake the first time I learned the Mishnah. Not the plant, but rather as seeds, right, as an herb, right?
Yesterday we had the leaves.
Same idea. Sprint, same idea.
But if you had more than, if you had the leaves separately, you were potter.
There you wanted the leaves, though. Here you wanted you didn't want the leaves, you wanted the seeds. So that's why the seeds are chayim trumusimizers. Yeraka, the vegetable, the coriander, is exempt, potter. Zar li yerek, also, if you plant it for the purpose of seeds, if you plant it also for the purpose of vegetables, misaser zar yerek, then you have to mice both parts, both the seeds and the vegetables. Lezomer hashevis, which is anise, which is licorice, right? That's misaser zera v'yerek v'zirin. You mice the seed, the vegetable, and the zirin are branches, which you use as well. It's twigs. There's no vegetable in which you miser both the seeds and the vegetable, ella hashchilaim, except for kress, the gargir, and rocket. Bilvad. And we, yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a form of mustard. Rocket. It says the rocket in English. I can, roquette, I don't know, something like that. Okay? Amar Chizkia. Chizkia said, Kuzbar, coriander, came to him and Shtayim Shosh Marios. Once you collect the two or three crops of vegetables, which you said at the beginning on planting of a seed. In the meantime, you collected the vegetables two or three times. So it's a joke. You can't say it's only for seed now. You're fooling nobody but yourself. It's considered to be a vegetable as well. And this is true vice versa as well. If you said you planted a vegetable, but you have to constantly irrigate it. If you don't irrigate it, it's not going to turn out to be a vegetable. It's going to turn out to be a seed. So too came Shimon and Menemayim Shtayim Shosh Morbius. Once you impeded from it water two or three sessions, Morbius means irrigating sessions, Baal Machshev Ezer, it's considered to be a seed and not a vegetable anymore. Okay? Tani, Kuzbar Shazar Lezera. If you planted the coriander as a seed, Misaseres L'Sho'avar, then it goes by the prior year, because Zera always goes, seeds always go by the year in which they brought a third. Zor El Yerek, if you plant as a vegetable, Misaseres L'Avar, then it goes by the next year, because vegetables always go by the time they're collected, not the time they bring a third. So it could bring a third in 1 year and be collected in another year. It depends whether you look at it as a seed or as a vegetable. Okay? Zara Lazera Uliyark, you plant it, what if you plant it for both purposes? Or you plant it originally for seed. Then you change your mind, also want to consider it a vegetable. Meiser Mizara Al Yarka, you meiser from its vegetable on its, what? Meiser Mizara, you can take Meiser from its seed on its vegetable, Miyaka is on a vegetable on seed, because they became now interchangeable. So they're both essential components, they're both interchangeable. That's why you collected before Rosh Hashanah, because both of the things are affiliated with the previous year, because the third growth and the collection are before Rosh Hashanah. However, if you collect it after Rosh Hashanah, Zara, then the seeds besides the Shavuot are affiliated with the previous year, because they go after the time when they brought a third groan. And it's vegetable besides the Bishas Likitoso Isuro. Its Maaser goes after the time it's collected, because it goes after collection, which is in the subsequent year. And that's, of course, well, everything I just said, Kshivir Shlishim Ne Rosh Hashanah, where it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. But if it also grew a third only after Rosh Hashanah, Bein Zaga, both the seed part, Bein Yarko, and the vegetable part, Misas, and Laba, the mices are determined by the subsequent year. Okay? You probably don't have a header in the next one, do you? Well, you have right away Tanya? Okay. Tanya, Sheves, Anis, Shazor Lezera, which you planted for the purpose of the seed. Misasera Zera, you only take Meiser off the seed. Then Misasera Zerik, and not off the vegetable. Zara Lierik, you planted for the purpose of the vegetable. Misasera Zera Vierik. You take the Meiser off both the seed and the vegetable. Then Misasera Zerim, but not off the twigs. Zara Lezerim, planted for twigs. Misasera Zera, then you take Meiser off the seeds. The yerek and the vegetables, the zirin and the twigs. What do you do with that? Which it says in Mishnah, it says the only thing which you meiser both the seed and the vegetable is cress and rocket. Can you mas this? No. This is a way to read a Mishnah. There's nothing which even planted exclusively for seeds that you take meiser nonetheless off the seeds and the vegetables as well, except for those two. But there are many cases in which you plant also for the purpose of the vegetable, and there you take meiser both off the seed and off the vegetable, both of them together. Okay, halacha dalet again. Back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Gram Gamliel Loimer. You got it? halfway through the Mishnah. And Gamliel Leimerglil says, Tamros, the little palm shoots. Okay, I don't know if they're actually palm, but they're shoots. Shall tilson of fenugreek, we shall chayv on a mustard, we shall pour leaven of white legumes, the royal chayv and miser. I blaze him at slav by a caper plant. Misaser, you have to take miser off the tomorrow's the little
how do I translate that in English?
Shoots, right? Little shoots. Vevionos, are the fruit, which is sharp, the caper fruit. The karfisin, and the karfisin is a husk around the fruit, which guards the fruit. So all these are edible, only them take miser off. Only the fruit is miser, mivnesha ain't peri, because they are fruit. Okay, makes sense. Back to the Gemara, chafam base, at the top. Maplin, what's the machlokas concerning? The shazar is the yerek, when you planted the, the mustard or whatever for seeds. When you planted it for vegetables, if you plant actually the mustard, not for the mustard seed, but for the mustard vegetable, which must be a leafy part of the mustard, I don't know. So even Rabbanan can see in that case, you have to take Meiser off of that. The Tani came, that's what this is in the Braisa. What? They're not in our Mishnah. They're silent partners in our Mishnah. The Tani came also in the Braisa. Nogi b'beisoni, they have a minik in the Bashan, which is the Golan. B'yar koheter, they were knowing in Bashan that they had to cut some Bashan to say that the vegetable of the mustard plant does not have to be miser. K'divir Rabbi Eliezer, but that was only like Rabbi Eliezer. Lomar el divir Rabbi Eliezer. Only Rabbi Eliezer exempted the vegetable. However, divir yakol chayev, but everybody else holds it's chayev. Why is it chayev? Because the vegetable is tofel, it makes no difference. So it must be that Rabbanon hold that where you plant for the they also agree where you plant for the purpose of the vegetable that it's chayev and maisers. The only person who exempted the vegetable from maisers, even when you plant it for the purpose of the vegetable, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the truth is, I don't understand fully where Rabbi Eliezer exempted the vegetable. If you talk a plant it for the purpose of the vegetable, so the vegetable should be chayev and maiser. Why is it potter? So I think it's probably only because it was in Boshan. And Boshan is what?
You said Golan.
Which is?
Syria.
Right, so it's quasi-chutzlord, so therefore it's mekel. Even if you plant it for the purpose of vegetable, nonetheless, since the primary component of a mustard is the mustard seed, you don't have to take maaser off the vegetable. That's what I think is going on here. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Apul, legumes, basura, and barley. Vatilson and fenugreek. Shazor and liyarek, which are planted for the purpose of vegetables. But ladaito, you're an idiot. We don't take your opinion into account. Okay? Zaron chayav, rather, the seed is chayav, the yarek and the vegetables are potter. I'm Rabbi Yer said, oh, he's the Rabbi Lezer. That's only like Rabbi Lezer. So I guess it's not really. No, I didn't realize that. I wasn't making the connection right. Prepared. Now, that is Rabbi Lezer Sheet. Rabbi Lezer holds, it's not just in Syria. Rather, he holds there's no idiot. Well, there are idiots, but they're idiots. Anybody who plants mustard for the purpose of the vegetable, not the seed, is a jerk, an idiot, a fool. Butler died, we don't take him into account. That's why the vegetables remain butter, because nobody eats mustard vegetables. Now, nowadays, you can go to the store and buy them. They're called mustard greens. Well, in the old days, they didn't eat them. Mustard greens. Never been in a supermarket? You're old-fashioned man. You don't know. We know, right? Mustard greens. They sell them in supermarkets. Right. Right. So Rabbi Lezer holds that anybody who eats mustard greens, the greens is an idiot. But people do it anyway.
Shows where we are.
You're a real man.
Okay.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, oh, you don't have the header here. Okay? Omer Shmuel said, Kafras. The Kafras is the husk around the caper plant. The husk around the caper fruit. Osir, it's forbidden in Orlo. Orlo comes out of left field here, but that's the story about it. You're not, Orlo, the first 3 years it's forbidden to eat. Right? Mishum Klipa, because it's a husk. A husk is a shomer. It preserves the fruit. And there, if it's also susceptible to Orla. The Tanya came and also looked at brides like this. V'agaltem orlo so es pirio. You should make orla its fruit. But what, it could have just said v'agaltem es pirio. Why does it say orlo so? Dover shu orel es pirio. Something which covers the fruit. And orel is a skin which covers, right? So to any husk which covers is chayev in orla. However, although Shmuel said it, Rav argued with him. Rav, have a mefakid. Rav would command. Leland de Bay Rav Isay, to those who were dealing with vegetables in the house of Rav Isay. And Rav Yimnuna, mefakid le chavayr, he would command is the chavayr and tamir chomim. And said of Orla. So then, they should remove the fruit. But not the what? Not the husk. Because the husky they held was an orla. So therefore you can pickle with the husk of the fruit, just not with the fruit itself. Because orla is only on the fruit, not on the husk. Okay?
So you could use the husk of an orla?
Right. Right. That's exactly what it's saying. Not like Shmuel. He doesn't dash and dash of our route and our lost spirit. I'm Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said, Asbarai Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira explained to me, this might be a special exception. Call clipping gedalus in my pre, because all husks grow with the fruit. Vizeh pre milamal and clipping lamat. Here it's different. Here the fruit is on top and the husk is on the bottom. No, it's not like a nutshell, which encases the, or an orange peel. Better example. It's not like an orange peel, which encases the orange. Which case there would be orla. Here it's separate. I don't know exactly how it grows because I never seen a caper bush, but it grows separately. So like the husk is down here and the fruit is over here, so therefore the husk is not susceptible to orla. But our orange peel, according to this, would be, or lemon peel or anything of that sort. Okay? Tanya, we learned hakafras vatmogos min echod hein, the kafras, which are the husks, and tvamras, which are the shoots. Are with the same type, and you're making them bori priadoma. Umaitzim in a kafras al tamaros, and therefore you can take maitzim from the kafras on the tamaros, mea tamaros al kafras, from the shoots on the husks, and the husks on the shoots. Avulomin al vionis, but not on the fruit, which is bori priates. Avulomin al vionis alayim, nor from the vionos, which is the bori priates, alayhen, on them. Avionis! The avionis. Nosim lov chumre ilum chumre zroim. They have the severity. The vionis are the fruit of the caper tree. They have the severity both of trees and of seeds. How so? Laida, Mila. According for vis-a-vis what was this stated? Shimoisa shnia nichnesa shrishlishis. The caper plant was growing from the second year into the third year. Shumafri shupodeo venosilinoni. You have to take off Meiser Shani because it grew for the second year. And you have to redeem the Meiser Shani and give it to a poor person. As Meiser honey, which is the third year. So this is talking about, just to obfuscate a little bit, if you'll indulge me, this is talking about where it budded before Tu B'Shvat of the second year, because fruit goes after Tu B'Shvat. Fruit goes after Tu B'Shvat. But was harvested after Rosh Hashanah of the third year, because other things go after Rosh Hashanah. So as fruit, it follows Tu B'Shvat. As a seed or as a vegetable, it follows Rosh Hashanah. So in order to get both the second and third year in, has to bud, because trees, fruit goes after budding, right? So it has to bud before Tu B'Shvat. And if it's a vegetable, it's not a seed, it's a vegetable. If it goes as a vegetable, so vegetables go after gathering. So when is it gathered? After Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Fine. I never knew that before. I mean, I probably did, but forgot. But Tu B'Shvat is Chag La'ilanot, right? It's coming up soon, right? So Tu B'Shvat is Chag La'ilanot because trees follow Tu B'Shvat in terms of Meiser.
Did we have this discussion with Shalvi Brachos?
I don't remember it at all. I have no recollection. No recollection. Yeah, it's more Mistabra out in the Bavli or Rosh Hashanah, but that's not recently. Whereas grains, vegetables, and everything else follows the actual Rosh Hashanah and not Tu B'Shvat. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Hatzlaf, capers, Bisharmi and Kilayim B'Kerem. Bisharmi says you put them in the same locality as a vineyard, it's got a din of Kerem, Kilayim, because it's a vegetable. Veno Kilayim B'Zorayim, however, is a cooler from Beis Shammai. If it grows in the same locality as seeds, so it's not considered to be, so it doesn't make you lime. Now that means he's not considering like a seed, which is difficult, you know, capers got everything. Consider them vegetables, consider them seeds, consider them fruit. So when you grow them together with seeds, so they should be also, because we have our loch of kilei zroim. So he brings down that the reason why he does it is because the reason why it's not going to be shaman, because the whole concept of kilei zroim is where it's mixed together. All of kilayim is how to make separations between seed and seed, you know, like all those intricate patterns where you're making different separations. A caper might be a seed, but it looks like a tree. It looks like a tree, it's inherently separate. Where they're the same, where they're all growing at the same level. But if a caper grows further off the ground, so even if you give it a status of a seed, it still doesn't look like a seed, doesn't look like the other seeds nearby, that's why it doesn't crack your line. Basil says it's a tree outright, and therefore ain't a kilayim lo b'kerem, it's not kilayim in a kerem, v'lo b'zroim, nor in zroim, because it's just a tree, period. Everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that of course we have to be machmir, we have to assume that it's susceptible to Arla. Tanya Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, koshu oila migizo, anything which come where the branch, the fruit grows out of the branches grow out of the trunk, meaning it's a tree. Mishrashav, if the branches grow out of the roots, minyarek, then it's a vegetable. Is that clear? Hey, Stephen, that's the kasha. Rea kluv oil megizo. Cabbage grows, the branches grow out of the trunk. I don't know, I've never seen a cabbage bush. Well, the cabbage bush, it says that it grows out of the trunk. So, and yet it's, we know it's a vegetable. So that's more a very interesting answer. Kambavade kambisofek. We only have to use the simen when it's coming out of the branches, coming out of the trunk, or from a supuk if it's a vegetable or a tree. But we know cabbages are vegetables. That's strange. So how do we know? How do we know they're vegetables? So he says the Gemara Brachos tells us, the Gemara Brachos in the Bavli says that it depends whether it keeps the same trunk from year to year, right? Same trunk from year to year, then it's a tree. Grows a new trunk every year, like a banana tree, then it's a vegetable, right? So to here, a cabbage, when we look at where the branches come out, only we have a suffix, whether whether it renews its trunk or not every year. So that we know, okay, if you're not sure if it has a new trunk every year or not, so look at where the branches come out of. But a cabbage tree, everybody knows it grows a new trunk every year, so therefore, for sure, it's considered to be a vegetable. Okay, that's how we explain it. Okay, Hachalach HaKoivish. New parak. Three lines to the bottom. Achof and base. I think this is the last parak in himself. Ha'ekir Shesolim. Mitoch Shelo. You uprooted saplings from inside your field. The notel tokh shelo, and you put it again somewhere else in your field. Potter, you don't have to take up trumas and maizes in the interim. Why is this a chiddush? Because normally you're not allowed to plant tevel. You're not allowed to plant stuff which is not maizer. But here, you're just moving from one end to the other, that's okay. However, not aware yet. Laka mechuber lakarka potter. Similarly, if I buy your saplings, which are already growing, I'm exempt from trumas and maizes. I can still snack them. Why is that? Because when is mekach koveh, when is buying and selling koveh, when does it make it also to snack? Only when it's severed from the ground, right? Now when it's still connected. Likei lishloach chavero potter, if I collect the saplings and send my friend potter, I'm exempt from some ice as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oimer, tapachof alfam ra'alev. Elazar ben Azariah says, im yesh chayitze men yikorim b'shuk, harei l'chayoven. If they're already sizable enough that some of this type are being sold in the marketplace, then it's chayiv. If I send my friend a chayiv to meiser, chayiv to meiser before I send it. Now, not that it's chayiv in meiser, not that it's not snackable, but I have to meiser before I send it to him. Why? Because otherwise he might eat it as tevel. Okay, let's skip to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Avo. Oh, you have a header there. Okay, shalom tov shalom. I'm Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Akiva. Our mission is Rabbi Akiva. The Tanina, that's the one we learned over there. The Noito Mina Goyren, Vizorea, you're allowed to take grain from a pile and plant it, Upotamina Meiser, Sachimerech, and you don't have to worry about Meiser unless you actually smooth the pile already. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So, Tiri, you took saplings and replanted them, you're exempt. Rabbi Chia Bar Rabbi Sharon Bielgen said, no, Tiri Akoli, our mission, we go like everybody. Mori Chachomi, Rabbi Akiva, Bishisolim. Chachomi could see to Rabbi Akiva that by saplings, you're certainly allowed to replant them. When are you not allowed to replant if it's in a pile? Until you miser, if it's already harvested and it's in the form of grain. But here it's a sapling or a stalk or a shoot. Of course you're allowed to replant it. Ma bin chitim, ma bin shesolim. Why? What's the difference? Chitim, gemar melocha. It's already at the stage of gemar melocha. Even if you didn't smooth the pile yet, but it's already at the verge. Right? Shesolim, ena gemar melocha. It's not completed yet. Very interesting thing. But levis of its nonos. You're not taking grain and replanting it, but you're taking turnips and radishes and replanting them. So then you have to mice them before you replant them. Why is that? Shame Satan, because these turnips and radishes will get ruined in the ground. So before you put them back in the ground, you have to mice them. Says, wait, v'chitin enim seidim, when you replant grain, what happens to the grain in the ground before it grows? It rots too. So what's the difference? So a very interesting answer. I don't really understand the answer so well, but he says, chitin me'esh lem gorin acheres. The grain, when it regrows, you make a new pile out of it. Okay? And that's so it's just recycling itself. Elu einlem garen acheres. These radishes and turnips you planted, they will not have a new pile. I don't understand what that means. I guess you don't make a pile out of turnips and radishes the same way. I don't know exactly what it means over here. It's difficult for me to understand. Because the chord is the same way grain recycles, so too turnips and radishes recycle. So again, I don't understand exactly what's going on. The look is back and forth for a few minutes after, and I couldn't figure out what exactly the distinction is. Is Ridbaz say anything here?
Get divorced.
Can't see, it's too long. Anyway, the bottom line is, whatever the case may be, using the couple of cliches there, the only way I can understand it is that grain looks the same when it's harvested the second time. Looks like the same grain put into the ground. What?
The rebounds on later tomorrow.
Yeah, looks all right. Looks like the same grain which you planted. So therefore, it doesn't look like there doesn't look like you caused the loss to Meiser. But the turnips and radishes, the ones that you harvest, do not look at all like the ones that you planted. Except to the extent that the turnips or radishes be much larger, much smaller, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it looks like you're causing the mice or a loss. That's why you have to mice them or replant it. That's the only possible sfar I have for it. Okay, Liki Lishloch Haver, if you collect it, send your friend. Rav Omar, who Asur Lecho, the guy receives the shipment, cannot eat it until he mices it. Rabbi Shammai Omar Kum Rabbi Yisibushem Rav Acha Madam Rav, that which Rav said, that the guy receives the shipment is not allowed to eat it until he mices it. B'shechi Ichnisum L'chatzer Beis HaShmira. So when he brought it into his courtyard, it's like Rameir. Rameir, even if you don't have Gemar Melacha, selling and buying is Koveya. So too, even though it's not Gemar Melacha, it's a sapling. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to eat from it until you, since it was brought into a courtyard, now let free to eat until it's mitzvah. Omer Ramana said, Masis Omer Kain. The Mishnah says this. Loka b'mchubel karka potter. If you acquired b'mchubel karka, you acquired when something is connected to the ground, it's exempt. Ha betolu shchaya, but if it's already severed, it's chayav. Who's that going? Like, Mani Slay Mechach Toyo Perish Lob Ligma Blachon. Who holds that? Lakil being lokeach. Buying, even though it's not Nimra Malachton, it's Mechayiv you, lo Rai Meir, it's not Rai Meir, so it must be like Rai Meir. There's more note. Rabbi Chia Bava B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda, you can even go in like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Why? How can you go in like Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani came, we learned to the Braisa.
No, I call
Yeah, well, it's going to be a special case. Thank you. Let's go to Brisa. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, it says name, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Avshel Chaver, somebody said to his friend, Atonim. These are ripe olives, which are prepared for pressing. Ushisilim. And these are these saplings, or here he says onions, which are prepared for planting. Vutzane pishton, and flax with seeds. Lo yochad shiaser vaday. You can't eat until you miser it. Wash kin derech bnei yodim shal chavreim tivolim, but the dvarim alone. Because people said to their friends, in these things, tevel. Why are the people so here? It's talking about. So he explains. So what's the difference? The chor, it's still not nigmar malachton. So Kavanok explains. So about specifically when you brought into your house or you made a mini miruach with them. In that case, of course, you know, Rabbi Yudah says. So even though it's not nigmar malachton, since you brought them to your house and you made a mini miruach, or all these kinds of cases, you have to maaser them vaday when you get them from your friend. All right, we'll stop here for tonight.
Are you sure we're going to finish Monday night?